The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hey folks, I challenge you to think of at least one thing you no longer do that you wish you could. Do you miss like playing golf, maybe long walks with your spouse, sleeping through the night? Are you ready to start living without pain? My colleagues and friends, Hugh Hewitt, Dennis Prager, Mike Gallagher, have been talking about their own successful experience with Relief Factor, and you can add Eric Metaxas to that list. Relief Factor is changing the lives of tens of thousands of Salem radio listeners by reducing and even eliminating daily aches and pains. ReliefFactor.com is full of great success stories, and now I am on board. For just $19.95, Relief Factor is offering a three-week quick start that could help you live your life with little to no pain. Go to ReliefFactor.com to see testimonials from folks all over the country. I love reading them. Over 70% of those that try Relief Factor continue as a customer. Feel the relief and get back your independence and freedom from the aches and pains of everyday life. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Read the testimonies. I tell all my relatives to take it. ReliefFactor.com.
Okay, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show. Eric is indisposed at the moment.
I'm afraid he's been having GI problems and uncomfortable bloating.
But I'm sure he'll be out in a jiff.
Oh, here he is now.
Looking pale and shaken. Oh, you okay, little buddy?
The Eric Metaxas Show.
Hey there, folks. You're listening to the Eric Metaxas Show. You can tell by the wacky Todd Wilkerson introduction. By the way, we apologize. I have no idea how that happened. Halbin, we are going to be talking to the Duck Dynasty people right now in this hour.
Yes.
I cannot believe that they're going to be back in the studio. But this time, it's Phil Robertson. He's the patriarch. He's 171 years old. God bless him.
Mm-hmm.
I should say 171 years young.
Mm-hmm.
And he's a patriarch in the biblical sense.
Yes.
That he has descendants as many as the stars.
Yeah.
It is unbelievable.
Yeah.
And God's going to create a great people out of the Robertson clan. And out of that, he will bring his Messiah to bring the gospel to the whole world. It's an amazing an amazing plan that God has to redeem the world through the Robertson clan. Okay, so we got a couple things to talk about. First of all, in a couple of minutes, we have Phil Robertson and his son Al.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Al is the eldest son, and he is clean shaven.
Yes.
We're going to ask him about that because that is not right.
No.
Something's wrong.
No.
I don't know what's happening there, if it's a hormone thing, but we need to straighten that out. So when Al comes in, we're going to, you know, we believe in truth talk,
mm-hmm.
right? We speak the truth in love. And if you're some kind of a clean-shaven freak, we're going to point it out,
mm-hmm.
okay? It doesn't matter that you and I are clean-shaven. We're not part of the Phil,
no.
We're not part of the Phil Robertson clan.
No.
And I could grow a beard in a weekend if I wanted to.
I think you could.
If I wanted to, I could do it.
Yeah.
All right. Okay. So we have them coming in here in a second.
Yes.
A couple things just to talk about, right? I've been writing the sequel to Donald Drains the Swamp. There are people listening right now who do not have a copy of Donald Drains the Swamp. They're going to run out of those copies. I'm telling you.
Yes.
The sequel is coming. Get Donald Drains the Swamp now. If you haven't heard of it, it's a humor book for adults, but it's so innocent that it works as a children's book because it looks like a children's book.
Yes.
And so people give it to their kids as a kid's book. But most of my friends give it to their Trump-loving friends or to people who don't like Trump as a gag gift. And here's the problem.
Yeah.
The people who don't like Trump will laugh because it is funny.
Yeah.
All right. So I'm writing the sequel, Donald Builds the Wall. Donald Builds the Wall. The surprises in that are going to blow your stinking mind. I'm serious.
I know.
There's a very angry little girl who looks a lot like AOC. I don't know if it's a coincidence. But she's very angry, and she's got a plan to save the world. It's going to end in a couple of months. So you got to get Donald Drains the Swamp. It's like $13. I mean, you got to get it. Okay, so before we go to Phil Robertson, a couple of other things. This weekend, I was with Candace Owens, I was with Jordan Peterson, and I was with the man I love, Dennis Prager. And I
had a conversation with him. I don't know if they're going to release it, but I had a conversation with him on the stage in front of, you know, 300 people at PragerU. And by the way, if you are not familiar with PragerU, you can't believe what they have done. Go to PragerU.com. It's really aimed at young people. It doesn't mean that it doesn't appeal to us, because it appeals hugely. But it's like 4 to 5 minute videos that they aim at young people on every subject under the sun. It is stunning. PragerU. We're not getting paid to advertise for them. I just cannot tell you, folks. Check them out. And I'm going to try to get the audio on that. But Candace Owens will be on the show with us. We're going to get Candace Owens. Now, getting Jordan Peterson is going to be tough because his wife is very ill. So he's curtailed his speaking schedule. I'm not sure what's going on, but we will eventually get him. Yeah. He is so thoughtful, it hurts.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen he's the opposite of us in the sense that there's zero joking. And he is just thoughtful to the point of – it's just stunning, which is why he has such a big following. I also have to mention I got some really good news yesterday. Okay. I went to a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
And the doctor told me that I could run again.
Oh.
That
– So you're going to throw your hat in the ring then,
so
huh?
So I'm going to run president on the Democratic side. I can run.
Hail
no, no, no. I meant literally I can run. Literally I can run. Because people know how important that is to me. You know, I listen to my bumper music and I'm running along listening to Eagles and Supertramp or whatever.
I know. Ann and I bumped into you around the reservoir.
That's years ago.
In Central Park, yeah.
That was years ago.
Oh, my
gosh.
Funny.
That's literally like 9 or 10 years ago.
I still can't get the image of a shirtless Eric out of my head.
I was wearing a shirt. I never run shirtless. Shame on you.
Oh,
you're confusing me.
I thought
me.
That was just the hair on your back.
No, you're thinking of Roseanne Barr.
Oh.
All right. So listen.
Okay, let's get back on track here.
I apologize. Can we edit that out?
Please.
Of my mind? Okay, so we do have to remind you that this is week 2 in our campaign with Angel Tree Camp. This is sending kids to camp. Their parents are in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So Angel Tree Prison Fellowship says these kids need help. 70% of these kids, children of incarcerated men and women, will go to prison themselves. Fact.
Yeah.
Therefore, we, especially the church, if you're a Christian, folks, you get this. If you're not a Christian, common sense tells you, if you want to invest in the future, these kids need our help. So to send them away to a beautiful camp for a week, it costs $200. If you've got $200, you can send a kid to camp. If you got $100, you could send half a kid to camp.
Mm.
If you got $50, you could send 25% of a kid to camp. All right? The point is,
yeah,
we got to get busy, because when they go to these camps, you can imagine horseback riding, all kinds of wildlife. They're fishing. They're canoeing. This is heavenly for one of these kids. And I'm going to get tears in my eyes. It's heavenly for these little kids. So, folks, go to MetaxasTalk.com. Okay? The banner is there, MetaxasTalk.com. Anything you give, all we're going to offer you is for every $100 you give, you get a free subscription to Metaxas Super. That is commercial-free podcast. You want to listen to this program in 40 minutes instead of 60 with no commercials and news and weather, whatever, you go to MetaxasTalk.com. You give every $100, you get a free subscription to Metaxas Super, and you get commercial-free podcast and, of course, the videos of everything. So please check it out. The number, if you would prefer to write this down and call, you can do that right now. I really hope you will. 888-206-2793. Again, 888-206-2793. I'll repeat that before we go to the break. 888-206-2793, but I will repeat it before we go to the break. There is so much that is happening, Albin.
TBN,
but
right?
But the news – first yeah. of all, the news that I can run again, I'll explain that in a future show.
Okay.
Because I'm so happy about that. I praise God because that's been really hard on me to not run.
No, that's –
It just helps my emotions and obviously
seriously.
My health.
Yes.
I put on 400 pounds.
No.
Okay, so –
TBN.
We got to tell the folks.
Tell everybody.
All right, no joke. This program – is going to be aired on the TBN TV network on the weekends, just a half hour version. Okay. But you've got to go to TBN.org, look up the zip code. It'll tell you. You got to look for it. But TBN.org, it'll tell you when you put in your zip code what channel it's on in your area. You don't want to miss it, folks. I promise you, May 16th, The Praise Show with Matt and Lori Crouch. They're interviewing me for the hour. It's one of the most fun interviews I've ever done. And then on the next day is the debut. Albin and I are featured in an opening show cartoon animation that's going to blow your mind.
Yeah.
And then we're going to do the show. And this is a premiere on TV of the Eric Metaxas radio show as seen on TBN. Honestly, go to TBN.org. Check it out. And don't forget, if you go to YouTube and put in Eric Metaxas show, we're putting a lot of this stuff on YouTube.
Yes.
It'll give you a taste, but it's going to blow your mind. I mean, we got Phil Robertson today. Tomorrow, we got my man, John Stone Street. We have all kinds of incredible people coming up, and it's just fun to watch them. And don't forget, here's the number, 888-206-2793. 888-206-2793. Stick around.
Guess what? Right now is the perfect time to tackle those home projects you've been putting off. So come summertime, you can just sit back and relax. HomeAdvisor can help get you started. HomeAdvisor matches you to the right pro for the job in seconds. You can read reviews and even book appointments online. HomeAdvisor can help with any home project, big or small, painting, plumbing, even remodeling. Find a great pro now before the busy season hits. Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
Attention timeshare owners. Getting out of your timeshare is probably at the top of your to-do list. Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. With rising costs, you probably wish you had a way to get out of that burdensome and expensive timeshare. Thankfully, we can help. Our process is done legally, ethically, and quickly. Give us a call for a no-obligation consultation at 844-284-4863. That's 844-284-4863. Or visit us online at LoneStarTransfer.com.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Hey there, folks. It's Eric Metaxas here. You all know how much I love MyPillow, and now Mike Lindell has come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets. He finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. This is not a joke. His new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and he guarantees they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on these sheets, you will never want to sleep on anything else. The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 800-978-3057, 800-978-3057, and use promo code ERIC or METAXAS to get 30% off plus free shipping, or go to MyPillow.com, but be sure to use the code ERIC or METAXAS, MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Hugh Hewitt for PatriotMobile.com, the country's only conservative cell phone carrier. Do you believe in abortion? Do you want sanctuary cities? And if not, why are you supporting these efforts with your cell phone? Big Mobile has given millions of dollars of your money to these causes when you pay your cell phone bill. That's why conservatives created Patriot Mobile, to give you a choice to stop supporting things you don't believe in. It's easy to switch to Patriot Mobile. You get the same reliable nationwide service, unlimited talk and text, plans starting as low as $25, and each bill you pay supports your values. Need more motivation? Mention Hugh Hewitt when you call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit them online at patriotmobile.com/Hugh to get your activation fee waived. In fact, for two lines, you can make a difference, but only if you make the switch to Patriot Mobile. Call 1-800-A-PATRIOT or visit patriotmobile.com/Hugh.
Well, my daddy left home when I was 3, and he didn't leave much to Ma and me, just this old guitar and an empty bottle of booze. Now, I don't blame him because he run and hid, but the meanest thing that he ever did was before he left, he went and named me Sue. Well, he must have thought that it was quite a joke, and it got a lot of laughs from lots of folks. Seems I had to fight my whole life through.
Johnny Cash, what a great song that is, written by Shel Silverstein, who didn't have a beard, but he looked nasty. I'm sitting here with some friends, the Robertson clan, part of the clan, the Duck Dynasty patriarch Phil Robertson, and an unbearded youth who claims to be his eldest son. Can this be true?
Well, as far as I know, it's true.
You're Al.
I'm Al.
Now, Al, where's your beard at?
Well, I do grow one every year, but I shave mine off at the end of duck season.
Oh.
I go back into civilization. That was kind of the way it worked from the beginning. And you are right. I am Marilyn Munster because I live in a family of monsters.
Yeah.
I have an identity complex because I bathe and shave.
You look normal, and to them, you're a freak, and they feel sorry for
That's
you.
That's exactly right, and don't fit it. My wife says that I'm the best-looking Robertson. But as you can see from looking today,
yeah.
The bar is so low.
I was going to say.
I mean, really, is that really a compliment at all?
That,
you know,
that's
to be
right.
The best-looking Robertson.
Well, so you are the eldest of the clan.
Correct.
So I'm guessing that your father, Phil, beat you the hardest. He took it out on you.
There's no doubt. You know, it always starts
with
the
other kids, they got it easier because he learned from you.
By the time you get to my baby sister, Jep, he got hardly anything. And that's why he's so sensitive now, you know. And plus, he's touchy-feely with Dad. Like, you know, Dad's hugged me twice in my life.
And first of all, people don't even know the joke. So there's four boys. You're the eldest. Then there's Jace, who I had in the last program, Willie I've had on a bunch of times, and your youngest brother, Jep.
Jep.
Now, does Jep have a beard?
He does.
Oh, yeah.
Praise the Lord.
He has a beautiful wife and four children.
Five
children.
Yep.
Okay. Now, so
he lives in Austin now. So, you know, Austin, beards are in. You know, with these millennials now,
those are hipster beards.
Hipster beards.
Does he groom his beard?
Well, he does. And he puts stuff on it. And, you know, he even has his own wax.
Is a groomed beard even a real beard, folks? I asked that question. That's a rhetorical question. Now, are you, you're clean shaven. Are you, and be honest, because we're open to all ideas on this program, are you a eunuch for the kingdom?
No doubt. I decided I would be different. Somebody had to go into the world of the shave skins and know how to do business.
Right. Oh,
and
I so got you.
That was my role.
Oh, I see.
Like a spy.
I see.
Yeah,
all
exactly.
Right.
Jacob in a family of Esau.
Oldest son.
Yeah.
I trained him. He's a licensed proclaimer, preacher. And the way it turned out is he is now my handler. He says, Dad, here's what we're going to do next week. We're going to New York. We're going to sit down with Eric, and then we're going to do it. He's the one.
I need a handler, but we only have a daughter, and I don't think she's interested in that. But she is clean shaven. Praise God.
He arranges
now,
my schedule.
Now, do you have kids?
Yeah, I have two daughters, and they're grown, and I have six grandchildren. So my granddaughter.
Wait a minute.
See what I'm saying?
You really do look like an unshaven youth. You're telling me you're a grandpappy?
I have six grandchildren. My oldest two are here in New York with us on this trip, 13 and 11. So, but like Dad said, we start.
Remember, young. Eric, it's a shock to you New Yorkers.
New Yorkers don't get married until they're 50.
Yeah.
We're saying marry young.
Yeah.
Marry young.
I love it. I love this. It's
check
countercultural.
With their mother, check with their mother before you pull a stunt, you know, say, can I marry your daughter? I mean, you don't want to just go hog wild in there.
Yeah. Well, look, there's great truth to what you're saying, and it's so countercultural that we'll get kickback, but I don't care.
Right.
Let's get some kickback. Why should people marry young?
Because you'll end up your oldest son, you've run with him a long while. We're still
and
duck hunting
and you're
together.
Saying that's a good thing.
He's my handler. Yeah. I trained him. Now, you know, you say we're all in this together. He's part of the team, and I'm 73, but he's like crowding 60.
You're a 73-year-old great-grandpappy.
Yeah, and what happens is there, my oldest daughter works for the company and has since she was a teenager.
Yeah. Yep.
My son-in-law, he builds duck calls for us.
Yeah.
He's a great guy,
yeah.
Handles our property. My youngest daughter runs Miss K's, which is our bakery and restaurant that we have in West Monroe.
And that your when mother, you come your down mother is Miss K.
Mom's Miss K.
She's going to take my women folk to the Walmart when we come
here's
down.
Here's the way it went down. Stone, the guy that married his daughter, before he married her, he's in the duck blind. Jace invited him. So we're duck hunting, you know, and I'm watching his duck calling skills. I said, excellent. He just got back from Afghanistan, served his country. I said, great. He's a godly man.
We led him to Christ, yeah.
So I began to vet this dude, and I thought, so I asked him one day in the duck blind. I lined this up in the blind. I said, son, listen to this. I said, I have officially vetted you, and now I'm telling you that I have a granddaughter that is of dating age. I am now telling you, you have my blessing to date my granddaughter. However, you have to go talk to her dad, I mean Al, to clear it. But you tell Al, I've cleared you. That will help you. So he goes to Al and says, listen, your dad said that I can date your daughter, but he said, check with you. And Al told him, he said, you got past dad? And he said, I got past him. So Al said, if you got past him, you're good to go. He marries her, and that's where my great-grandchildren came from and his grandchildren. Well, you do these things in the duck blind. You vet
this
them.
This is like the patriarchs of old.
That's right.
The duck blind.
That's it.
Cutting deals. Now, how old was your daughter when you said it was okay to date?
She was 18.
And Stone, when I told him in the duck blind, you're vetted, officially vetted to date my granddaughter, he said, but she's not but 17. I said, that's what I'm trying to tell you. Move now.
Move now.
Don't wait till she's 20.
20, she'll be over the hill.
Over the hill.
Because the bloom goes off the rose quick.
In Louisiana.
That's just incredible. I love it. Now, how old were you, Phil, when you were married?
18.
18. And how old was Miss K?
16.
16
yeah.
Years of old. But you know what? The Democrats are saying this. The 16-year-olds, they're the 40-year-olds of the future, so it's okay. Let them vote. And, you know, 8-year-olds are the 16-year-olds of the future, so why can't they vote? Because the children need to learn how to vote.
Yeah. So you looked at it, you say, were you and Miss K, you're right, were y'all having sex before you married? Yes. You say, where did Al come from? He came at that period of time.
Yeah.
So we have – but – to kill Al never came up. I mean, we never even contemplated. We're like,
so, see, but that's very interesting. So your wife, Miss K, whom I've met,
yep.
was a very, 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 very young woman
yep.
when she was pregnant with this wonderful man
that
sitting here. And you didn't say, like, hey, we got an idea. Let's take care of it. Because if you took care of it, not only do you lose Al, but you lose your kids and your grandkids, and think of the great things they're doing today and will do, and their kids. See, we got to talk about that. So that's good that you brought that up.
It never occurred to us, well, let's kill Al. I mean, no.
Yeah.
And you're right. Later in life, it's come full circle because, as Dad said, I have a production company. We do Dad's show that's on Blaze, In the Woods with Phil. We're a part of the podcast together. I mean, everything
now,
do it together.
What do you do on the show, on the show on the Blaze? Like, do you sit down in your Barca Lounger and talk with folks?
The camera crew will roll in, and they'll say, Phil, you got anything on your mind? I said, set the cameras up. And I'll either just say, I'll say, we'll do it right here today. So I just sit in my chair. I'll get my Bible, and I'll give them a Bible lesson. Or I'll show them how to make Mayhaw jelly, or I'll have a rant about what Bob Mueller did with the paperwork.
I love this.
So look, the classic episode. So Dad's showing you how to make shrimp etouffee, and he's going through, because we do a lot of cooking.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he turns and looks at camera, and then he does a Mark Levin on Mueller.
Oh, my God. And who's not going to watch this show, folks? Are you listening to this? Are you listening? You're going to subscribe to Blaze TV. I am also, because I want to watch this show. And I will someday, dressed very differently from this, I will just show up. And maybe I'll get to be on this show and hang out with you. Because I'll tell you, when I hear you saying this, this sounds fascinating. But what I find funny is that you pretend to be a 19th century BC patriarch who doesn't believe in technology, but you are more media savvy than anybody, and that cracks me up. That's very funny.
I've just never used the devices.
Right. I like the way you say the devices.
It's like when he talks about shaving. He says, you know, you take a like it's a Coke bottle and scrape in your. He makes it sound so medieval. You know, like it's just the worst thing.
Yeah, because I know in them days, back in the biblical days, they would have to use, you know, like a mussel shell or something like that. But now we have Aftra and Schick and all kinds of technologies. When we come back, we're going to talk more about shaving. And maybe we'll talk about mutton chop side whiskers as an option. And I'm sitting here talking to Phil Robertson and his eldest son, Al. Don't let the non-beard fool you. This is Full-Blooded Robertson. We'll be right back.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Georgia's Republican Governor Brian Kemp has signed legislation banning abortions once a fetal heartbeat can be detected. That can be as early as 6 weeks. ACLU of Georgia legal director Sean Young said the new law is unconstitutional, and they'll challenge it in court, where pro-life activists are hoping conservative judges will reverse abortion rights. A White House counsel says former counsel Don McGahn has been directed not to disclose subpoenaed documents to the House Judiciary Committee. The White House argues that the materials are subject to executive privilege and that McGahn does not have any legal right to the documents. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Mueller report provided the final word on a conspiracy with Russia, and he says the case is closed. On Wall Street, stocks remain lower. The Dow is down 577 points. This is SRN News.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your accounts into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, put a stop to late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and possibly improve your credit score. So call Trinity and talk to a certified counselor. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, we should talk. Gather up your bills and call this toll-free number for a free, no-obligation debt analysis. Call 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976. 1-800-990-6976.
Sad and lonely, and all I gotta do is
It's the Eric Metaxas Show. I'm Eric Metaxas. That's why it's the Eric Metaxas Show. The name was not taken. We snapped it up. And I get to have fun conversations with amazing people. Phil Robertson and his handler and eldest son, Al Robertson. You guys have done a lot together. Let me ask you, 20 years ago, did either of you have any idea that you might be where you are today?
I don't think we did.
Well, we certainly never would have imagined. I mean, we started when Dad was converted, he sort of had this eye-opening truth that now he could do anything because God was behind him. And so before that, it was just kind of Dad meandering into what he wanted to do. He loved to hunt, but how did he make a living doing that? So we just kind of went in. Dad started a business. We were the labor force, the kids and my grandpa. And so for 30 years, we were just making duck calls and trying to sell them. I mean, that's
what
you were
running a business.
We were running a business.
But did you ever think that that business would lead you to this kind of stuff?
No way. I mean, it had to be from the Almighty.
We never thought there would be a platform. We never thought that God would put a platform in front of us whereby we would win to Jesus thousands. It just never, and I looked at it and I said, whoa. Well, then I thought, I know I'm the last person you guys would think would come up with this, but I told my oldest son right here, I said, Al, you need to figure out how we can get on that blooming internet. I said, because there's a lot of vile stuff on it, they tell me. But what about if we got on the thing? I said, if to reach a lot of people in a hurry, you could sit on the side of the road with a little congregation of people. You end up with a thousand, you know, after 60 years, and you're like, boy, look what we've done, and there's 7 billion people on planet Earth. I said, it's too slow. It's just too slow. Therefore, Al, the handler, said, Dad, here's what we're going to do. We have a podcast. We're going to Blaze TV. And you would be amazed at how many people come down there. We vet them, and they say, we want you to marry us because we're shacked up, and we heard you speak, and you said, that ain't cool. And we want you to baptize us. So we marry them in my living room floor, man and wife. They make a vow till death. And then we take them to the river. They say, Jesus is Lord. Both vows, the only two you make as a human, are taken within 10 minutes of each other. And to the river we go.
When you go into that river, does somebody else go in there to check that there's no snapping turtles?
Well, we've seen a few things.
But that could wreck a marriage real quick.
Well, that's exactly right. Or we say that's a one-way ticket. Right?
Sean Hannity said he would go to the river. He understands. His wife said, technically, those graybeards are right. You need to be baptized, Sean. They sprinkle a little water on him when he was a youth. We said, Sean, you didn't have any sins when you were in your mother's arms nursing. I mean, come on.
Did he come down?
He's been down before.
He hasn't been baptized in the river.
That's right.
But when's that happening?
He's scared of the gators. Well, we're on him. When's he coming up?
So he says, Phil keeps wanting to baptize him in the alligator pond. That's what he calls the river.
He needs a New Yorker like me to explain this to him.
That's right.
And I will do that.
That's right.
I want to know more about this because this is...
He doesn't realize that God will stave off the gators until he
has eternal life. So every time we're on the show, he and Dad have this conversation.
If you lose your arm, you lose your arm.
Well, that's right.
The Lord can restore it.
The Lord can restore
it. And he'll restore it in the kingdom of heaven.
That's
so,
right. Exactly.
Okay, so you all are so countercultural, and this is why I've been such a fan. And Phil, you got in that big controversy. You gave some interview with Rolling Stone magazine, something like that, and you said some common sense things, and the whole world went insane, tried to take you all off the air. Mm-hmm. I thought to myself, if they take you off the air, that would just be beyond horrible, because it's not just that you're off the air, but it sends a chill to the whole country that we cannot have someone like this on there. What did you think during that time?
I didn't think anything negative about anyone. I didn't call A&E. They fired me for 9 days.
Indefinite hiatus.
They didn't say, well, you're fired. So I just said, so be it. The Almighty, we'll see what he's got to do about it. Well, the country, they emerged on A&E And I mean, they went nuts on what have you done, A&E. So they come back down there and they say, listen, our bad. We didn't mean to do it. We actually didn't fire you. I said, well, I just looked up in the dictionary hiatus, indefinite hiatus, and it says a gap in the proceedings. I said, I wasn't there. So anyway, they apologized, brought me back on. I preached the gospel to them, the A&E executives, and life went on. Ever since that happened, all I did was quote 1 Corinthians 6, 9 and 10. Do you not know that the wicked will inherit, they will not inherit the kingdom of God? Don't be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, the idolaters, adulterers, male prostitutes, homosexual offenders. He had asked me, did I believe homosexual behavior was a sin? I just said, well, I'll let him blame God. I have a scripture. I give it to him. Nor thieves, greedy, drunkards, slanders, or swindlers, he added to that list. 10 sins. They won't inherit the kingdom. Well, I said, and that's what some of you were. That's what the Apostle Paul said. Y'all used to be these kind of people. But you've been washed. You've been sanctified, justified. You can repent. You can be saved. So I gave them the bad news and the good news. The dude who asked me, did I believe it was a sin? I'm like, well, here's a verse. So well, I just thought they would be able to read the verse.
And the fact of the matter is, it's true. We're going to be right back with the Robertsons. Stick around. Albin, I always talk about Relief Factor, but sometimes it's better to hear from somebody else. So today, we're going to hear from Anne. Here she is.
It has changed my life, is the only thing I can say. Been exercising for years. My shoulder is in bad, bad shape. It's swelling. It hurts. It goes numb during the night. Well, I heard about Relief Factor on the radio, and I'd been hearing testimonies for a couple of years, and I said, I'm going to order Relief Factor because I need help. I was sleeping sitting up for 5 years with pillows in my back, and now I'm sleeping flat on my back with one pillow.
This is amazing. I beg my relatives to take this. I was at a wedding recently. I'm begging them. I'm saying, look, you've got aches and pains. Take this. In 3 weeks, you'll know if it works for you. You're crazy not to try it. And by the way, it's cheap. Like, that's the whole idea. Yeah. That's why it's, like, you know, sweeping the nation, because people can afford to take it.
Yes.
Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get the quick start pack for $19.99. Check it out. 3 weeks. ReliefFactor.com.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. How much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
Everyone's talking about Better Together, the exciting new talk show by women and for women airing daily on TBN Television Network. Join host Lori Crouch and some awesome women of faith in action. Better Together is a fast-moving 30 minutes of honest, engaging conversation about all sorts of issues. No topic is off limits. That's what Better Together is all about, living, loving, and growing in God's grace together as friends and family. Join in weekdays at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, 10:30 a.m. Pacific for Better Together, exclusively on TBN.
You're a do-it-yourselfer. You fix things around the house, take care of the yard, wash your car, and on top of it all, run your own business. But wow, when it comes to digital marketing and advertising, things aren't so do-it-yourself. You need results and just aren't getting them on your own. Salem Surround will get you results. We know digital marketing and how to deliver customers so you can run your business. Using every digital marketing tool possible is a necessity to compete in today's business world. But you have to know about all the options. Our team at Salem Surround has the expertise to manage all your digital marketing under one roof. Get started with a free evaluation of your digital presence and some great ideas to increase your online visibility and, most importantly, revenue. There really are no limitations on how and where you can reach customers with Salem Surround. Total market penetration for increased ROI. Learn more at SalemSurround.com. SalemSurround.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Have you ever seen a pest controller spraying chemicals in your home? It makes you wonder, if their chemicals are safe, then why do they suit up and wear respirators only to leave you to walk back in unprotected? G'day, I'm Scott from Plug-In Pest Free, and I'm here to tell you there's a better way. In an age where we now have the choice to drive electric cars, you too can electronically rid your home or business of unwanted rodents and pests. The answer is plug-in, pest-free. 100% chemical-free, plug-in pest-free is your safest bet for your family and pets. Our bestseller, the Plug-in Pest-Free Pro, will cover up to 4,000 square feet. Now that's fair dinkum. So order yours today at gopestfree.com. Use promo code RADIO20 for 20% off plus free shipping and a 60-day money-back guarantee. That's gopestfree.com, promo code RADIO20. Don't spray and regret. Plug in and forget. GoPestFree.com today.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah.
I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hallelujah.
I'm ready.
Hey there, folks. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. And that song is saying, I'm ready to go. To go where? To go where? I'm talking to two of the Robertsons. They're talking about ready to go to heaven. And that's a reality. People die. In fact, pretty much everybody dies eventually.
Fact.
Unless you get translated. And then, you know, you sort of die. You just don't have to be a corpse hanging around. But it is a fact. Young people die. Less young people die than used to. So I think in our culture, we forget about death sometimes. But when you are quoting those scriptures about who will not inherit the kingdom of heaven, you're trying to help people. You're not trying to condemn people.
That's right. I love them. For all the ones who have turned, instead of what people tend to do is they elevate homosexual sins over heterosexual sins. But with God, homosexual, heterosexual, lying, stealing.
Well, see, the thing, I think the reason a lot of the gay folks are angry is because we live in a culture that is so sick and so over-sexualized yep. that we do give in the culture a pass to heterosexual sin. It's everywhere.
Right.
And you can imagine that if you're same-sex attracted, you'd be like, well, you know, this is ridiculous. I want to get some. I want to love somebody. I want to whatever. And that's normal
right.
because we live in such a sick society. And so Christians, we have to be even more radical and say sex outside of marriage is wrong. Very few people believe that, and very few Christians are living on that. And I think that's the test, because that's the hardest right now in this culture, in this that's sexualized right. culture. But we believe more radical than anything, any sex outside of a man and a woman in marriage is a sin.
That's how Jesus approached it. You know, it's been said, well, you know, Jesus didn't address, you know, these different sinful situations, but he did. He took the 30,000-foot view. He said, he quoted Genesis 2. He said, one man, one woman, that's the way it is for life. And so if you stay there at that view, then you're going to have healthy relationships. You're going to be like us. I mean, the reason our podcast works is because we're a multi-generation. We're different. I mean, you got dad, you got us. We have on, you know, grandkids as our guests. We're showing that it does work over time. We're all still married to the same women, all four sons.
Yep.
You know, and again, we deal with people that divorce all the time. But in our case, because we kept this solid family structure, generationally, I think we're seeing it run itself out. And that's what we want to try to tell the culture. It's better.
Well, look, there's no doubt about it. And I think that if you do not have a biblical view, if you believe divorce is a possibility, you will get divorced.
That's right.
My wife and I would be divorced sure. if we thought divorce was an option.
Right.
Because sometimes you go through some tough times.
Sure.
But if you know that God will take you through it and make you better and make you stronger as a couple, if you actually know that, because it's
right.
true.
Right.
Then you hang in there, and then you see the fruit. But the culture says, don't hang in there. Get out.
A lot of people forget when it comes to God's wrath. You say, if a man marries a woman, and he keeps his sex between he and his woman does the same thing, they're faithful to one another, they're not going to get a sexually transmitted disease, ever. Why is it that all of these diseases just coincidentally, I guess, happen to follow sexual immorality. I mean, we're talking debilitating diseases, but diseases that will kill you, millions.
But have you noticed? Well, let's forget about AIDS. Let's talk about all the other diseases. Have you noticed nobody talks about that?
No. I know it.
It's like it doesn't exist. It's like they've all been cured. And guess what? They haven't. There are people going to clinics and doctors every day dealing with stuff that we can't talk about on this program. But you'd never hear one word about it.
They're almost, the CDC has all the stats for it. You would just think they would say, you know, this is a dangerous way to roll here. I mean, most of them, penicillin will take care of it, but you say there's a lot of them that are very debilitating and will cause death. You would think, why is that? So the safe course of action, one man, one woman for life, you say, I wonder what he meant when they will receive in themselves the due penalty for their perversion. I wonder what he meant.
And you're right, Eric. They don't talk about it, but it's interesting. Dad, in 2016, he received the Breitbart Award at CPAC, so he got to accept the award and speak. So he comes out. You got all these presidential candidates. They're all there because it's early in that process. Everybody's out there, the little young Republicans with their bow ties. Dad walks out with his burlap bag-looking shirt. And looks just like he does on your show with his Bible. And he lays it down. And he says, 120 million sexually transmitted disease. And he just goes right into it. And so the guy sitting next to me leaned over and says, your dad looked like he just walked off the pages of the Old Testament. Yeah. But it was so funny. The audience, even a Republican conservative audience, he was talking about it. But it's like they didn't. They were like, what? I thought we were here to talk about tax plan, you know, Obamacare.
They didn't believe it.
Yes.
They said,
well,
there's not that many people with sexual transmitted. Yeah. I said, check with the CDC. Yeah. Well, some guy did. He said, well, he got a couple things on his side. Logic, you won't get a sexually transmitted disease if you stay faithful to your wife. And mathematics, because, oh, yeah, this is how many has a sexually transmitted. And look, by the way, that's holding. It's all around us. Look, it's actually 110 million. That's one out of three, Eric. So but it makes you, if you're one of them in the immoral camp, it's like one out of three. Let's see, this audience here.
Well, but the funny thing to me, or the important thing to me, and this is a lot of things, this is why I do this show, why I do what I do, is that no one ever talks about it.
That's right.
There are certain things you could watch TV and everything all day long, forever. They will never talk about the women whose lives have been ruined by abortion. Yeah. They're walking around with that wound inside. Oprah and all these women's programs, they never talk about that. And there are hundreds of thousands of women bleeding inside, sad, because they don't even know that there's a God who wants to give them total forgiveness. They That's never right. talk about this. You never hear about them. We got to go to another break. We'll be right back, folks. I'm talking to the Robertsons. The podcast, new podcast, is called Unashamed. And then don't forget that Phil Robertson is on Blaze TV.
The following is a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
It's probably been about 10 years ago. I had quite a few credit cards, and it was just getting to be too much, so I called Trinity.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
They met with me, and they were able to get all of my credit cards in one lower payment. Now we're doing a lot better.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976.
Protecting data across modern decentralized networks presents challenges that traditional backup solutions can't handle. At best, you'll waste time and money managing multiple solutions. At worst, gaps in coverage will leave your data vulnerable. Barracuda Backup is a single cloud-integrated solution that simplifies the backup process and allows data replication to anywhere on your network, a private cloud, Barracuda's cloud, or to the AWS public cloud. Reclaim your data. Try Barracuda Backup free at barracuda.com/backup.
With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Georgia Republican Governor Brian Kemp signing legislation today banning abortions once an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected.
Similar bans have been signed into law in Mississippi, Kentucky, and Ohio. FBI's chief breaking with his boss over whether the Bureau spied on the Trump campaign.
This was Attorney General William Barr last month.
I think spying did occur.
And President Trump the next day.
Illegal spying, unprecedented spying.
But FBI Director Chris Wray says he does not consider court-approved surveillance spying.
That's not the term I would use.
Asked at a Senate hearing if the FBI illegally monitored the Trump campaign.
I don't think I personally have any evidence of that sort.
Wray would not detail the FBI's probe into the campaign because the Justice Department's watchdog is looking into how the Russia investigation began. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
This is SRN News.
Donald Trump has declared war against the Federal Reserve. The winner will determine the outcome of the world's economy. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. Trump has called the Federal Reserve crazy, his number one enemy, and believes they've blown a massive asset bubble that their rising rates will pop. Trump knows he must beat the Fed to the punch before they cause another financial collapse. He'll do this by monetizing gold. His brilliant plan will cause the price of gold to double overnight. I lay it all out in my in-depth report, The Mar-a-Lago Accord. To get this report and a free copy of my best-selling book, text the words Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. The U.S. owns more gold than every nation in the world. Trump's about to use that gold to make America great again. Text Trump Gold to 49776. That's Trump Gold to 49776. If you have an IRA or 401k, you absolutely need to see this. Text Trump Gold to 49776.
That old wheel is gonna roll around once more when it does. It will even up the score. Don't be weak. As they sow, they will reap. Turn the other cheek and don't give in. That old wheel will roll around again. Yes, sir. When love is gone. And the one you thought would stay does you wrong.
Hey there, folks. This is the Eric Metaxas Show. A few minutes left with the Robertsons, at least a couple of the Robertsons. Al, the eldest, and even older than you, your dad, Phil. Man, so much to talk about. We have a president of the United States that we know spent most of his life as a big sinner. The kind of man that we'd want to get him in a headlock and say, "Now you cut that out. What's wrong with you?" And yet, we're proud of him as president. I have told people, vote for him, because if you don't, you're going to get whatever you don't like about him, you're going to get a lot worse if you don't vote for him. Any thoughts on that? And then I want to hear.
Well, he's definitely a sinful man, but you could line up all the men who have ever lived, and they all are sinful, every last one of them. So it's not a question of how many times. I mean, he's a bigger sinner than I was, you know. Whoever keeps the whole law, all the commands, yet violates it at one point is guilty of breaking all of it. So there's not like this. So I shared Jesus with President Trump when he was running for office. I wrote it down in hieroglyphic form, and the hieroglyphs were as follows. There was an arrow coming down out of heaven, God becoming flesh. There's a cross he died on, a tomb they put him in, an arrow coming out of that tomb, and the final return. This is what it looked like.
That looks like Linear B Greek.
Yeah.
That is so simple, and that's the gospel of Jesus.
Gospel of Jesus. I reached in my pocket. I met him for 10 seconds. "How you doing? Pretty good. I'm glad you're behind me there, Phil." I said, "Okay." I said, "Trump, whatever happens." We're the same age, so to me, he was running for office. He's Trump. I'm Robinson. So look, I said, "Whatever happens, don't forget this." And he looked at that, and he said, "What is that?" So I said, "I'm glad you asked. God became flesh 2019 years ago. You're counting time by it, Donald, like everyone else around here. He died on a cross for Donald Trump's sins." I said, "You do have sins, don't you?" He said, "Oh, yeah." He didn't hesitate. "Oh, yeah, I have sins." They put him in a tomb, and your second problem is you're going 6 feet deep one of these days. Well, 3 days after they put Jesus in a tomb, he sobbed that. He solved your sin problem on the cross and your grave problem right here. I said, immortality is on the table here, Trump. I said, don't forget that, because all we're waiting on is the return, whether you win, lose, or whatever, as president. Don't forget that. He said, and I started to walk away. I said, have a nice day. So I started to leave, and he said, hey. He said, can I have that? I said, yeah. Well, I talked to him a few months ago going down the road, and he was congratulating me on my book.
About our book.
And I said, as soon as he got on the phone, he said, Phil, he said, man, I appreciate what I saw you on Cavuto. You know, thank you for writing the book. And I said, he said, by the way, that paper you gave me, I said, yep. He said, I still have that. So he
That's
kept
3 years
this.
Later.
3 years later, he kept that. So all I'm saying, look, we love people. We share with them. I don't care what kind of scrape they're in or how many sins they've committed, but we just tell them about Jesus and move on.
Can I keep this piece of paper?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Absolutely.
Ladies and gentlemen, that says it all. Thank you for listening. And Al and Phil, my brothers, God bless you and thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.